The same Ramban who was so complimentary of Sarai with respect to the respect that she showed Avram, in particular that Avram wouldn't want to take a Pilegesh, but instead that Hagar should be a full wife. So that same Ramban, who is deeply reverential and respectful and laudatory of Sarai, is very clear and direct in his criticism, not just of Sarai, but of Avram as well, in terms of their treatment of Hagar. Vatana Sarai vativrach mipanea. Chata imenu, and again, even by his use of the term imenu, right, the Ramban is not distancing himself, chas v'shalom, from Sarah. Chata imenu b'inu ayazeh. So Sarah was absolutely wrong for doing this. Vatekal gvirta be'ineha, whatever change in attitude, or perhaps even change in behavior that Hagar manifested, was simply no excuse whatsoever for the kind of inui which is described here. Vegam Avram behanicho lasos kein. And Avram is equally guilty in so far as, you know, he allowed this to take place. And again, you know, if Sarah was upset at Avram for allowing Hagar to treat her in a derisive manner, and again, we have questions about really whether Avram knew or he didn't know. After all, it's not clear that he knew, and when he's confronted with it, he simply says, you know, hinei shivchatech biyadech. But even if you assume that Avram knew, so this is obviously a much greater sin of omission for him to allow a woman that, again, by the Ramban's own standards, is married to him. You know, it wasn't just Bonoel Shivchasi, but again, it's Le'isha, for him to allow her to be abused in that way. Vishama Hashem Elonyah, that Hashem listened to the suffering of Hagar, even though he didn't stop it, as the Pasuk says, Visani Tachas Yadeha, Vinasan Labain, and he gave the child, Ishmael, to Hagar, Sheyehe Pera Adam, La'anos Zera Avraham, Visara b'chol minei ha'inui, that there's a mida keneged mida. We'll talk a little bit more about it as we go forward. But this son Yishmael will be a para adam, he and his descendants, who will cause, you know, great suffering for the zera of Avram and Sarah b'chol minei ha'inui. Again, using that same language. So we spoke really about two levels of mida keneged mida here. First, the Ramban, what he's saying here, that Yishmael and Yishmael's descendants will be ma'ane, will cause inui, suffering and oppression, to the Zera Avram and Sarah as a punishment for Sarah engaging in this behavior and Avram allowing it to happen. Again, no such thing as, you know, an innocent bystander. We're required to involve ourselves, you know, where we can make a difference. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos talks about a person who can influence Anshei Beiso, is nitpas al Anshei Beiso, that we have a responsibility to try to influence society around us, and even if we can't influence all of society, like the Reish Galusa, at least to influence, you know, Bnei Beiso, and Avram failed dramatically. That was one level of Mida Kenegan Mida. But a second level of Mida Kenegan Mida, Yaakov, just give me a second. A second level of Mida Kenegan Mida, we already pointed out, is after all, it's Hagar HaMitzris in her role as a Shivcha who's being oppressed, and V'avadum V'inuosam is literally exactly the same words, that what the Jewish people will experience in Egypt cannot be dissociated, you know, from what it was that Hagar experienced as a Shivcha Mitzris at the hands of Sarai directly, but also with Avram allowing it to happen. And that would, again, be a theme that the Ramban himself already touched on, not so much in this case, but going back to Vahira of Ba'aretz, Abimakom HaMishpat, Sham Tehei HaResha, that going down to Egypt in the times of the famine, so that created the paradigm for what would happen in terms of Paro taking Sarah, the threat to Avram's life, Kol Abena Yiloda Yorat HaShlichu, V'achrei Chein Yitzu Berchush Gadol, and Avram, you know, Kaved Me'od, all the things that we spoke about at that time, so multiple levels here of Mida Keneged Mida. So again, the same Ramban, and this is really the point, who did not hesitate to praise Sarah for her selflessness and respect for Avram in terms of orchestrating this, is equally, you know, forthright and candid in terms of criticism of Sarah for this inoy, which simply can't be excused on the basis of, you know, vatekal gevirta be'ineha. And so once again, we see the derech of the Ramban, always with reverence for the figures of, you know, our Masora and, you know, the very avos and imahos, the harim and the gvaos, as the Gemara likes to refer to them, you know, the foundational figures of our tradition, chata imenu. And in those two words, she's still imenu, with reverence, with a sense of love and affection, but chata imenu, just as I had said before, in the case of Ahi Rav Baaretz, you know, chata Avram Avinu, chet gadol bishkaga. Again, it's a chet gadol, but he's still Avram Avinu, that, you know, this is the proper methodology, as we've spoken about so much this year, for studying Tanakh, to, again, you know, but always with a sense of reverence, always with a great sense of respect, but when there's a chet, you know, to try to point it out and to learn from it. And the Radak himself says, I didn't give it to you inside, but the Radak, you know, who notes that Avram was motivated here by Shalom Bayis, which is always a good motivation to have, that Avram wasn't looking to go to war, you know, with Sarah, and then that's why he said, you know, Hineshiv Chaseich Biadech, Asila Hatov Ve'inayich. The Radak says, you know, it was still absolutely wrong. You know, this whole thing was wrong, and that's why it's written. You know, it's written to be able to teach us, you know, how we can better refine our own character. So take it from the Ramban, take it from the Radak, even if you want to take it from me. But again, the greatest of the Rishonim and the Parshanim certainly utilize the text of the Chumash here for precisely these purposes. Yeah.